This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I need to do a mea culpa. I have said repeatedly that in both high school and college, especially college is the one I remember the most, because high school you could sometimes charm your way out of things. Not so much in college. But I took a physics test, and I got basically all the answers right, and I flunked it. And I went up to the professor, and I said, well, wait a minute, I got all the numbers right. And he said, look at your decimal points. I said, yeah, but they're just decimal points. And he said, if you were building a bridge, the bridge would have fallen down. And I have never forgotten that. But yesterday we were talking, Manny and I, and I mean, I'm good at numbers, but I'm terrible at decimal points. Manny, God love him, is not terrifically good at either. But so, which is not an excuse. You know, it's my mea culpa. So we're talking about the number of people who are 100 or older in the world. And I don't know if I asked you that question. I think I asked Manny, because it's, for me, a startling number. There are about 7 billion people on the face of the earth, and about 480,000 worldwide are 100 or older, of about somewhere between, you know, right around 50,000 in the United States, which is a lot.
Yeah, it is.
And so I was trying to figure out the percentages, and as usual, my decimal points smacked me upside the head, because I think I got to, like, it's, you know, like 15%, and it's not. It's 0.15%. Which is a little more reasonable if you think about it. 15% of the population. 15% of the population is probably over the age of, if I had to guess, probably 55. Maybe even. And I think about 20%. It's a bell-shaped curve. So, and it's a little bit skewed toward older because there's so many of us boomers. But 15% of people 100 would be a large number. So it's about 0.15 of a percent. Okay, so decimal points are not my strong suit. Never have been, never will be. But I just need it because there's somebody. Did we get any emails about it? I'm kind of surprised, except, you know, you folks are so nice to me. Either that or you just are not paying any attention or don't care, whatever. I don't care what it is. But this one, as soon as I got off the air, I thought, wait a minute, that number just can't be right. And so I sat down with paper and pencil, and, you know, I did it in the shower, and I sat with paper and pencil, and, well, I actually ended up doing it by the fact that 7 billion is 7 times 10 to the 9th. That's how I had to finally do it, and by subtracting base numbers, and 7 million would be 10 to the 6th, so if you subtract that too, so that's how I did it, backward. It was clearly, my decimals are not my strong suit, never have been, never will be, but on the other hand, I'm a psychologist. I actually passed statistics, but statistics, as far as I'm concerned, is kind of like learning a language. You know, you just memorize stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I avoided statistics. It's really interesting the things that you avoid in life, that then when you sort of are forced to confront with them. I mean, I'm a psychologist, right? So, but I'm not even talking about psychological issues. Those I've always been willing to confront. But things like math and biochemistry, especially when I was young, and I thought, well, you know, I'll just figure out a way around them because those are too scary. And, of course, life doesn't really let you do that. So sooner or later I had to take statistics, which was really fun and easy. And all you have to do is memorize. It's not really math, because math I've always been good at, except decimal points. But, I did fine in statistics. And biochem, you know, everybody said it was a flunk-out course. And when I finally took it, I thought it was fantastic because it explains everything. It's not easy, but it's not that hard. I mean, and I'd taken chemistry, and I'd taken physics, so. And I also, I passed immunology, not ever having taken biochemistry. Do not try this at home. It is a stupid thing to do. But it just proves that if you can take tests, you can take tests, even if you have no idea what the subject matter is. I didn't know what cis and trans was. Do you know what cis and trans is?
No
clue. It's left and right. It's left and right. Yeah. That when you do chemical formulas, it turns out in nature, if You know, you've seen the diagrams of, like, water or sulfuric acid or hydrochloric acid or any particular thing there. Mm-hmm. There's a way of doing it stereotopically, so you're showing it in three dimensions. And it turns out if you have the oxygen going off the right-hand side, it behaves in one way. If it goes on the left-hand side, it behaves completely differently. Mm. So that's cis and trans, and you need to know which it is because they behave very differently. One of those little odd things in life that biochemistry teaches you.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it, if you're left-handed or right-handed, things are going to, the world's going to look different. So.
Yep.
Poor metaphor, but nevertheless, I'm just trying to dig myself out of my decimal hole. All right, on this day in 1876, we know that this was the week that Alexander Bell patented the phone, but this was the first phone call that he actually made. He'd been trying since earlier in the week. He just got, the line kept dropping. I'm making that up. Do you remember what he said when he his telephone call? I think he was just calling into the next room.
Oh.
I remember this just because of Sherlock Holmes is the reason I remember. It's Mr. Watson, come here, I want to see you.
Oh.
Yeah, so that was, and it was just a joke that his line kept dropping, although it probably did. On this day in 1922, Mahatma Gandhi was arrested in India, tried for sedition. He did, again, earlier this week, he organized his protest. He was sentenced to 6 years in prison. He was released after 2 years for an appendectomy. Do you know that?
I did not.
I did not either. In this day in 1952, Batista led a coup in Cuba and appointed himself the provisional president. It's very interesting. There is a new movie out starring Giovanni Ribisi about, it's called Papa, about Ernest Hemingway, which is set in this period. And because everybody knows that Ernest Hemingway wrote The Old Man and the Sea, got the Pulitzer Prize, and lived in Key West. You can go to visit his house in Key West, which has got lots of cats. But he also lived in Cuba. He lived in Cuba for, I think, a couple of years with his, I think, third or fourth wife, Mary, and was living there during this period and was suspected of running guns, which all takes place in the movie. It's a really interesting movie. It'll come out probably in another month or so watch for it. But it's a very interesting look at a part of history and a part of Hemingway, which I didn't know. I mean, I knew he lived in Cuba. I knew he'd lived in Key West. I've actually visited his home. I knew. This. It's a very interesting portrayal by a guy who looks very much like him, who I never heard of before. I think his name is Adrian Sparks. He's a very good actor. At least he portrays an interesting version of Hemingway and looks just like him. On this day in 59, Tibetan uprising, 300,000 Tibetans surrounded the Dalai Lama's palace to prevent his removal. It's that whole issue between China and Tibet is a really upsetting kind of thing. I actually I've met the Dalai Lama sort of like, I mean, when you meet him, he bows to you when you move on because there's a huge long line of people, and I've heard him speak. From my point of view, it was much more fun to meet him than to hear him speak because I couldn't really understand him very well. It was in Central Park, and it's one of those kind of interesting experiences, and you're around people who are basically followers. But meeting him in person is not very big, but there is some sense of he's a very charismatic figure. He was sponsored by Donna Karen. That's how I met him. In 1969, James Earl Ray pleaded guilty to assassinating Martin Luther King. He unsuccessfully attempted to retract his plea. This was in Memphis in 1969. We did the interview about the race that's named after him because he escaped prison. And he escaped for like, I don't know, 10 days or something, and went 8 miles because the Tennessee hillside over which the marathon goes is so brambly, and it goes up and down the equivalent of the two Empire State Buildings or something in a very short period of time. It's very unforgiving territory. Apparently, this is not a prison that you can escape from very easily or very successfully. In 1977, astronomers discovered the rings around Uranus. The planet that gets the most puns, especially from 6-year-old boys. In 1990, in Haiti, Prosper Avril was ousted after seizing power in a coup, and the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter arrives at Mars in 2006. Kind of a weird day in history. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people, and so we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm 855-993-7569. We did a story a couple of, well, I guess maybe about 10 days ago, a couple of weeks ago, about the fact of how much debt people were in, especially kids graduating from college, and how much that affected their choice of profession. So, and the concern was that because kids are in such, college graduates, by and large, were in such huge, grievous debt, like I think the average was like $45,000, which if you're 22 years old, I mean, look, if you're 122 years old, that's a lot of debt. But they were choosing professions that would give them the most, the highest salary, the quickest. So they were turning away from things like nonprofits, helping professions that weren't quite as lucrative, and that we were being diminished as a population because of that. So I thought we'd talk about debt and what kind of debt. Do you have any debt, Jacob?
I got a little. Yep.
What's your debt? What's the nature of your debt?
Basically, my only debt that I have is a school loan.
So, and how long have you had that?
I've had it since 2006.
And what percentage interest are you paying on it, do you know?
I think it's like 8.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's a private loan.
Listen, here's something you should think about doing. Oh, it's a private loan?
Yep.
Well, all right, here's one of the positive...
Consolidatable or...
Well, you know, it may not be... You'd have to consolidate with something else. But what you may be able to do is see if there's... If you have a good enough credit rating with somebody else. Because, for example, mortgage rates are just about 3% right now. But and you can quite often borrow money for a lot less than 8%. So one of the possibilities is talking with your bank or seeing if you have anything that you can collateralize, borrowing money against that, paying off the 8% loan. And your interest payments will go down by 50%, which means that whatever that 50% that you're not paying toward interest can go to the principal.
Right, yeah.
It's a good thing to go because interest rates are historically the lowest they've been for a very long time.
Okay.
And renegotiating with the person who's holding on to that 8%, they don't want to renegotiate with you because they're making a lot of money.
Yep.
They're making at least double what if they had to borrow money, what they could borrow it at. So what I would do is if you have anything and maybe even if you don't, but go talk to the bank. And maybe if you have a steady job history or anything that you can view as either collateral or whatever, go talk with them. And
yeah.
Because banks, right now, banks, because the rates are so low, are actually looking for cash as well. So, because people aren't putting savings in banks because the interest rates are so low.
Yeah.
So they're really looking to loan money because even though it's at low interest rates, at least it means they have some capital on hand because people, as I said, aren't saving because the rates are so low.
That's a good idea. I have super good credit, so maybe I have a good shot at that.
Yeah. So go talk to somebody about it and just pay down, pay off the 8% and then pay down the other loan and you'll be able to pay it faster. The other thing to know about loans in general is if you have 12 payments a year, if you can pay one extra one, you can pay it toward the principal. It really will diminish things much more quickly than you'd expect.
Yeah. I tried sending extra money once just in the online payment, and it's funny, they really trick you. They make it hard to pay on just the principal. They make send a check with, like, a letter stating that that's what you're doing with
money. Yeah, because they're making their money on the interest, yeah. But and also pay that extra payment. But these are all things that they never teach you in school that they really should.
Yep.
But I would certainly look into it now because interest rates are so low.
Awesome.
And banks really want your business. All right.
So they just save me money.
Listen, well, and if your interest rates go down by 50%, I mean, think about that. And if you're disciplined about it and you already have a lifestyle that's based on that debt, you can pay the principal down much more quickly.
For sure.
Which means the interest rates then go down, or the interest payment goes down because there's less principal.
Yep.
All righty.
Sounds good.
We had to learn these things on our own because no one teaches you.
Yeah.
Yeah, my only real debt is mortgage. And everybody says, well, pay down your mortgage. But I'm figuring that's the last break for the middle class is the interest on mortgages deductible. And there have been rumors in the last couple of years that they may, you know, that they may get rid of that, which would be a shame, because what we need to do is tax large corporations that are making billions of dollars of credit, not us little middle class folk who have mortgages.
Agreed.
Yeah, what can I tell you? Besides, it would seem to me to make a lot more sense if we didn't have to deal with lobbyists, that you go after somebody who has $1 billion rather than somebody who has $4.98. But exactly. What can I tell you? All right, let's see what our listeners are and our Facebookers are in debt, to what extent and to whom.
Yeah. Okay, so Kathy says $3,400 on 3 credit cards. And a purchase of a new recliner, which will be paid off in the next couple of months. So, and she says one of the cards she's had since her mother passed in 92. So it's been, she's had it for a long time, but it's going away this year, she said.
Well, you should, you should also look into credit, something that you pointed out, which is credit card consolidation. Because quite often, especially for the first year, there a lot of credit cards will give you a great deal. Mm-hmm. You know, part of being smart about money is just kind of shopping around in the same way you would for a car or house or anything else. Alrighty?
Yeah. So Julie, over $10,000 from her husband's chemotherapy for stage 4 colon cancer. She says, this is what Obamacare did for us. We had great insurance before it. Now I'll never see the light of day. And now that he's on the end of his cancer battle, I will not only lose him, I'll lose his income and inherit all of the debt on my own. That's a terribly...
Well, you should go talk to the hospital about it as well. And why did you lose your regular insurance?
I think she's saying because of Obamacare. I don't know exactly.
Well, I don't know exactly. Yeah, what that means.
I know,
but
it did a lot of weird stuff with people's insurances.
Yeah.
But
well, I'm sorry about. I mean, that's one of the kinds of things about. And you should probably talk with a bankruptcy lawyer, especially. You should talk with the hospital. You should talk with his employer, and you should talk with a bankruptcy lawyer. Because if you're feeling that you're never going to see the light of day, it may be worthwhile to declare bankruptcy, which, it's not the world's best thing to do, and it will certainly affect your credit for the next 7 years. But if it's the difference between survival and not, it may be worth it to talk with somebody about it. Never assume that you're trapped until, and even then, talk to people, ask people what the options are. Because they're almost always options, especially when it comes to money. Okay, keep going.
Denise, half my home is mortgaged, but she didn't say how much, so...
Well, half the home, most mortgages are give you money up to 80%, so only half your home being mortgaged probably means you're in pretty good financial shape. We'll be back, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Growth can be an intimidating 6-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one 8-letter word, Grainger. Granger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over 1 million products across almost every category, Granger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite 4-letter word is? WORK. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information. your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people until we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're responding to a news article that suggested that I think it was like 40% of people between the ages of, I think it was, I don't know, 18 to 29 or something, were in debt an average of $35,000, which presumably is mostly school loans, I would assume. And so it just sort of encouraged me to ask you guys about where you were in terms of debt. And understand that debt is not necessarily a bad thing. We view it as you want to be debt-free, but I found out the hard way when I graduated from school that having no debt means you have no credit. And if you have no credit, borrowing money, for example, getting a mortgage or a credit card, was nearly impossible. So what someone told me to do, which I did, which was to go take, I think they said a Macy's credit card, which I did, and buy something open the credit card and buy something and pay it off, and then I would establish a credit rating. And I did, and I could, so I could get an American Express. I don't think I got American Express. I think I got a Visa card or something of that sort. So it's amazing how little we're taught about money and credit and finance, and it's one of the things that's going to affect our lives. So, all right, and we're putting Jacob on the path to financial health, hopefully. All right, yeah. Let's see what other people are talking about.
Okay, Mary says, the IRS up to my ears in corn. Somewhat of a vague answer, but sounds
so
like
she owns debt to... the IRS.
Maybe not.
Here, let me just tell you something about the IRS. Hopefully this won't encourage another audit on my credit. Although I am so conservative about this. First of all, I'm a scaredy cat. Second of all, I'm public. And so I figure I always pay all the taxes. And when there's ever any doubt, I pay it and whine about it. But nevertheless... And sometimes I'm feeling really patriotic and think, well, you know, I live in the greatest country in the world, and so it's okay. And look, if taxes are your biggest problem, I can sometimes convince myself that working that hard to give the government money is a worthwhile enterprise. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But I actually knew somebody who got themselves in real trouble with the IRS. And one of the things that he told me was that you can negotiate with the IRS. The IRS is really interested not in putting you in jail, but getting their money from you. So it's worthwhile to go and talk with the IRS as opposed to just assuming that you're doomed. I'm a great fan of interpersonal communication. Don't email your bank. Go talk to a banker. Don't email the IRS. Make an appointment and go talk to the IRS. Because... And take your receipts, but don't assume that, and I know we carry commercials for people who will help you deal with the IRS, but you might as well start on your own. You have nothing to lose. And then if that doesn't work, you could patronize one of our sponsors, I suppose. And I don't know what up to the ears in corn mean. That probably is a metaphor for something else, but I don't know what it means. You'll have to explain it to me in another email or something. Up to your ears in corn.
I assumed it just meant a lot of debt, but I don't know.
But what would corn have to do with debt?
I don't know.
I don't know. I'll have to... Wampum I could understand. Up to your ears in alligators. All right, here's my alligator joke for the day. I was talking with my brother about it. He said, you know, the difference... I think I did this. Maybe I even did it with you. The difference between alligators and... Maybe I did it off the air, though, which is probably a little smarter. The difference between alligators and crocodiles?
Mm.
I did it with Manny, I think.
No.
One is later, one is in a while. Get it? Sorry. All right, keep going.
Oh,
I know, it's a terrible joke. But, all right, up to your ears and alligators. Which is, as opposed to corn. I don't have any corn jokes. Mercifully.
All right. Marianne says, no debt at all. Free health insurance in Canada. I always pay off my credit card every month. If I can't afford it, I don't get it. Learning the difference between needs and wants. I have been taught since I was little to donate the top 10%. Paid off the house 20 years ago.
Wow. Good for you.
She's got her stuff under
control. Yeah, yeah. And she tithes as well, which is 10% to charity.
Free health insurance in Canada.
Yep. It's one of the reasons that Canada has. I think I was talking. I have a friend who's Canadian, and I think they're the top tax bracket is 54%. Though, mm-hmm. although it's not, it's Sweden is something like 75%. But presumably, you get. I mean, the countries who have socialized medicine obviously have a much higher tax rate, but presumably. One of the things that you pay a lot of money for is health insurance. So.
Right. Anna had a decent comment for Marianne. She said, bravo, I'm the same. I just don't get people who overspend on lifestyle choices. We are very fortunate to live in a country with free health care, so she must be from Canada too.
Yeah.
We may have to stand in line a little longer, but we aren't in debt 30 years for that ingrown toenail that goes bad because we neglect it.
Well, hopefully don't neglect your ingrown toenail. And listen, Obamacare, which I would be the first to admit, is certainly not perfect, but at least it's a step in the direction of giving people the sense of security that a major illness, as you've heard from what our first or second responder, is not going to put you in debt for the rest of your life. I mean, it's bad enough to have a major illness or to have a loved one have a major illness without feeling that it will you'll never get out from under it. And that's a really, or feeling, as someone said, that you can't go to see a doctor because you can't afford it. And so a medical condition that becomes, that at one point was treatable, becomes rampant. Interesting kind of sociological perspective, isn't it, about
yeah.
how we spend our money and what our values are. Okay, keep going.
Okay. Gene says $489.12 to physicians.
Well, you know, how long is it going to take you to pay that off, baby cakes? That's, you know, good for you. Hopefully not very long. $489.12. There you go.
Very precise.
There. Not even messing around.
Right. Francis says, not bad. Not counting my mortgage, I think under $400 on a couple of credit cards.
Yeah, if you take my mortgage out, I don't owe anybody any money. I'm like a number of our respondents. If I can't afford it, I don't do it, period, the end. I'm loathe to pay interest payments, except on mortgage, and because it's deductible. And even then, I mean, there's a huge controversy about that, about whether you should pay off your mortgage or not. And for me, it's that, you know, there's enough money somewhere that if I had to pay it off tomorrow, I probably could. So I don't. My goal about money is to not have to think about it or worry about it, because I think it's really boring. And money, I think, is only important if you don't have it. And for large parts of my life, I didn't. So it's really nice to sort of be in a position where I have such minimal needs that I don't really have to worry about it, I hope, very much. I still worry about it probably more than I have to, but it's an ingrained habit. If you grow up poor enough, it becomes part of your psyche. All right, keep going.
All right, Stephanie. I am debt-free. My parents taught me to pay my bills each month and never pay interest. I had a mortgage but paid it off early. Car was paid in cash. I am very lucky to have been able to do this.
Well, I mean, listen, that's awesome. Great. I mean, so many of you are in that particular situation. It's really inspirational. Good for you.
Judy, house and car, one credit card that I used to help a boyfriend get hearing aids, thought he would help me pay for them, never got a cent, he's history.
That's because he couldn't hear you, that was a joke,
yeah.
Sorry.
He's history, I'm still paying, live and learn, working to pay off house in approximately 8 years, car in a couple years.
Well, you got a goal, it sounds, it's achievable, sorry about the boyfriend.
Sounds like she at least realizes that was not a good idea.
Maybe you could just sort of take custody of the hearing aid. I don't know if there's a whole big market. You'd probably rather just write him off as a bad debt. I don't know if it's a debt. If you had anything in writing, I'm one of those people that, if at all possible, get things in writing. Because even if you're not willing to sue somebody over it, which is a issue in and of itself. Maybe we should ask if you ever sued anybody. I don't know. That seems like we're probably going to get ourselves in more trouble than that's worth, but we'll think about it. But if you have it in writing, you could sometimes take things off as a bad debt. So you can at least deduct part of it from your income tax. Talk to your accountant. But when in debt, you know, even if you're loaning somebody some money, and look, all of us have done it,
yeah.
Where I went away for a weekend with a boyfriend for the first time, and he bought someone else a very expensive cape. He bought me a candle, and he didn't have the money, so he put it on his credit card, and then I had to go after him for it.
Ooh,
not a good way to start a relationship, but it probably taught me everything I needed to know about that particular dude. Dumb. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people until we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Rebecca, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How may I help?
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm just calling because I just didn't know how to handle a situation. We have a birthday party coming up very soon, and so I'm just having a problem with the kids feeling like they're being grateful for presents they receive. And we have my sister-in-law can get really kind of huffy about if they don't give her the proper, like, recognition about a present. And
how old are the kids?
They're going to be 7.
Twins.
Yeah.
Okay. What does your sister-in-law view as an appropriate response?
Well, I think the response probably would be, you know, well, thank you, but not to ask if you have anything else or something. I mean, I think
I kind of with your sister-in-law on this.
Right.
Aren't you?
I am. I'm just, I guess.
Rebecca, you don't want to raise little thugs.
No, I know it. I mean, I'm just trying to, I mean, I think that the other kid gets the more appropriate toy for them, for him, and then the other one just always feels slighted in.
All right, well, but that's a slightly different issue. That's right. A little bit of sibling rivalry going on. So let's separate those two issues out. Let me just tell you what my mom did. She had a bunch of kids, and we were not allowed to go to bed, whether it was our birthday or Christmas or whatever it was, before we wrote a thank you note for our gift. We could not go to bed, and we could not have the gift until we wrote the thank you note.
Okay.
So it was then. All of us knew it from the time we were tiny. I mean, it was well before we were 7, but you might as well start it now. And the deal is, you don't get it. You don't get the gift, and you can't go to bed. You have to stay up until it's done, and it has to be gracious, and you can go and buy thank you notes if you want. I would even encourage you to have them write it out as opposed to email it, because if somebody can take the time to go and buy a gift, the kids can take the time to write a note and put a stamp on it. It's just a little classier, and it will take them well through their adulthood, and hopefully they'll teach that to their kids. And the idea is whether they like it or not doesn't make any difference. You say thank you, number one. So, and I would just institute that, and if they don't do it, it's the combination, because even if they don't like it, they can't go to bed till it's written. So there's, if you like it, that's fantastic, but even if you don't like it, you still have to say thank you. And okay. You have to say thank you appropriately. All right, so that's with your... And I think your sister-in-law is basically right, not is that all there is. Now, what's the issue? So she's better... Is there one boy and one girl? Are they... so they're fraternal rather than identical twins?
Right, but they're two boys.
Okay. So which is the one that is the grateful one as opposed to the one that's not so enthusiastic? Is the older,
he's
older,
older
or the younger? Pardon?
The older one. He's the older one.
Is the one who says, is this all there is?
No, the younger one is the one that says, is all there is. So
okay.
The older one is more grateful.
Is grateful.
Yeah.
Does your sister-in-law give them the same gift?
No.
Okay.
No, so, like, for example, it was Christmas and the older one, that's something that, you know, he could, like, play with right away, and the other one got an art set, which is something that he really likes to do, but we couldn't take it apart at Christmas because we're at the grandparents' house, and, you know, all the, like, you know, you got paint and everything like that, so he couldn't actually do anything with it. So he was getting frustrated because all the attention was going to his brother, and so... I don't know.
So what did you say? What did you say or do about it?
Well, I just sort of encouraged him, and I said, "Wow, this is something you're going to really like enjoy when we're able to take it out and pull it out apart at home."
And what did he say?
He didn't seem to be that excited about it, I guess. But.
Okay. So. Would he have been happier with the gift that his brother got?
Probably, yeah.
Okay. What you could say to your sister-in-law is you are I mean, this may be one of those few times where, as parent of twins, you're encouraging people to treat them as twins, because most parents of twins try and convince people to not treat them as twins, to treat them as individuals. But it sounds like there's some really sibling rivalry going on here, because I think that's really what it is, more than the paint set. Because what you could have said is, go in, you know, if they're go in the kitchen and drop all the things you're going to draw, and you can do some pencil sketches now, and then when you get home, you can paint them. And so it's that my brother got something that I didn't get. So what I would say to your sister-in-law is, give them the same thing.
Okay.
Because you are an incredibly insightful, sensitive woman, but this is not about gift-giving. This is about sibling rivalry. And I can't deal with it all the time. And if you'd reverse the presents, if you'd given the older one the drawing set, the painting set, and the younger one the game, it would have been the same thing. How come he got the cool thing and I'm the one who paints? Which means sooner or later, you and I should probably talk about sibling rivalry. But with respect to your sister, first of all, she's right that both of them need to write thank you notes, and both of them, if the person is there, need to be enthusiastic, whether they're sincere or not, about saying thank you. I really appreciate the gift. You don't have to say I love it. You don't have to say it's perfect. And they're going to, because gift giving is complicated. And my deal, if for example your sister-in-law had called and said they don't write thank you notes, I'd say send them a card. And when they say how come there's no gift, say I assume you didn't like it. You never said thank you.
Right.
But she's not calling, and I'd just soon head that off. So make the boy. I don't care what it is. I don't care if you like it. I don't care if somebody has given you a piece of chewed gum with a ribbon around it. You say thank you, and you don't go to sleep until you said thank you. With respect to your sister-in-law, I just say, look, great gift giving. You read their hearts and their souls, but there's so much rivalry going on there. Just give them the same thing.
Okay.
Now, sooner or later, you're going to have, and I think as a parent of kids who are rivals, the younger one is always going to feel competitive with the older. The older one's the dominant one. He's going to be the leader. So you need, if you possibly can, have them in different schools, different clothing. But the younger one's going to complain because he feels he can't be as, it's the basic rule. If you can't get praise, you'd rather get punished than being ignored. If you want to stand and talk about sibling rivalry, go ahead and do so. If the issue was gift giving, I'll understand. But I'll be back with another hour. 855-993-7569 and Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas. The attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people until we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.